Well, we're back today here on May 26, 2020, here on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen. I'm here. I'm Lady T, known as Lady T at the table. If you come in, you can come in looking for me at the table. Lady T at the table here on Anchor FM. Oh, I just want to say I'm just excited. Once again, I do thank God for my life, my health, my strength. I thank him for all that he has been doing in my life and around me. I thank God for his protection. I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for the calling that he called and placed upon my life. I haven't always known which way to allow myself to go. But I know that when I go in God's way, that I'm going to go in the right way. So I know that I'm still in construction today. God is still doing a work on me. So please be patient with me. When he first called me, I started having all these excuses. I said, well, I stutter. I have a stutter problem. And I began to say all these things. And God said, there is no excuse. So if I mispronounce my words or say something or miss or a stutter, it's a reason for everything. Do I want to be stuttering? No. Am I trying not to stutter? Yes. So I'm here today to bring you the one and only. The one and only, the one above, the one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. We reverence him today here at the table at my Soul Cafe. I'm inviting all you podcast listeners to come in and sit a while and come in and see what I'm cooking up in here. See what I got going on in here. See what we can. I got something especially cooking for you. Especially. I'm talking today about, as you come into my Soul Cafe, I do want you to realize we do worship here in this Soul Cafe. We worship. I have some worship music for you. You know, we can just listen to some worship music. Or, you know, you don't necessarily have to hear me talking all the time. But I would like to say that I do want to be the first one to say praise God today. I just want to give him glory and the honor. And I just love worshiping him because worship is what defeats the enemy. No matter what you're going through, if you are depressed and you start worshiping God, something comes on over you. It's not something, it's the spirit. That heaviness has to go. And then you have that freedom, you be set free. Because all it is the enemy gripping you and holding you in a state of fear or unbelief or telling you, no, this isn't it. Or this person done you this way or you shouldn't forgive them. But none of those things should move us when we know that God said, this is what he said, thou shalt love him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. He said, love our neighbors, ourselves. He tells the husband to love their wives. But I'm back to worshiping because I'm trying to make a point with all of it. We're to worship like never before. We was created. Praise is what we was created to do. So today here on Anchor FM, the podcast is live. I am recording it as we speak. I'm praying that something I say that you all will be satisfied within your spirit man. I pray that you would eat up, that you would eat, and that you would taste and say, the Lord, taste and say that the Lord is good today. I want you to know that we are here, and I'm trying to bring a feast to you all. I'm trying to feed that spiritual man. I'm trying to get that man to have a spiritual awakening with God. I'm trying to let you know that I have a calling. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. So I know some of you can agree with me. It's just how do we do it? How do we push ourselves into that area to be used by God? When we got so much going on around us, so family members, they going through, your loved ones, they trying to pull you down as they're going through. Because you're trying to lift up the name of Jesus. All you're saying is that look up towards heavens. Your Redeemer draws nigh. Look up, look towards the hills for which comes your help comes from the Lord. But I want to still talk about worship. Because when we start worshiping him and talking about him and telling about his goodness, you know how you have a in a relationship in a relationship, and you talk about that person all the time, like the woman might talk about the man and how good he is and what he's been doing, and he took her here, he did this, he brought her that, he got her this. You know how the story go, and vice versa. Well, I'm the one that's talking about the goodness of Jesus and telling all the good things that he's doing in my life. He's doing this and he's doing that. He's allowing me to wake up every morning. He's keeping me through all that's going on. He's letting me know his word, that Psalms 91 said that no evil thing will come near my dwelling. He lets me know no evil and sickness and curses and disease can stay around me, because when the heaviness is lifted and the Spirit of God comes in and take over, it's nothing the devil can do. It's history. So, but I want y'all to know that you are here at the Soul Cafe here at Anchor FM. Terry McKeithen, the number 2, here on Anchor FM. I was definitely inviting you to come in and listen and sit down and take a minute, take off your shoes. You might be in the shower. You might be getting ready to have your dinner. You know, whatever your day is becoming to be this evening. We are here in the late evening. You know, I'm trying to bring you a little supper. So it's supper time, really. It's supper time. And, you know, I think about the disciples when they was all sat there and they had the last supper. But we don't want it to be the last supper. We want it to be the beginning, a new beginning for you who has come into my cafe, or podcast listeners. I'm just inviting all of you to just sit. And I hope that you will continue to read your word. You would find the scriptures maybe I'm talking about. Maybe you would seek him. You know, you would seek him while he's near. I pray that you begin to call upon him. I pray that you begin to get a praise in your spirit today. I pray that those hands will go up and be lifted up before God all over this place, all over here in my Soul Cafe, here on the podcasting. Here on Anchor FM, I'm Terry McKeithen, the number two, and I'm here bringing you a podcast, something that I never thought I would be doing. Couldn't even imagine, but that's what God says. We cannot even imagine all the things that God has said and done, he has prepared for us. We can't even imagine. The words that we speak are life. He said there's power in the tongue, there's death, and there's life. I speak life today. So y'all might be sick, going through a sickness. Maybe you had the virus. Maybe you've been having a common cold or sniffles or whatever symptoms you might have. I'm binding those things up and I'm sending them back to the pits of hell. We don't want none of the devil's mess. I'm praying for the hairstylists, those that do hair today. I'm praying that they will have a Psalms 91 covering over them. I'm praying for those that open their doors for people to come in and eat, those cooks, that God will have a Psalm 91 over them. I'm praying for the world to not forget God, but to bring him back into his rightful place in their life, in their home, and that with their job. I'm praying, God, you would take Jesus with you everywhere you go. I'm praying that you will continue to pray one for another here on my podcast here at Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen, the number 2. I still want to talk about worship and praise, because we want to give him all the glory, not some of the glory, but we want to give God glory. We want to give him the praise. We want to give him glory. We want to give him the praise. We want to give him glory, and we give him the praise. And if y'all don't mind, I'm going to give him glory, and I'm going to give him the praise. I'm going to give him glory, and I'm going to give him the praise. I'm going to give him the glory and I'm going to give him the praise today. Hallelujah. 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 I feel like praising him today here at the Soul Cafe here with Lady T. Ah, your soul, she called Nane. Nay, I tell you, I'm feeling something up in here. Yes, it's getting heated up in this Soul Cafe today. So I'm asking you if you need a little something to cool you off, a little cool water, anything, stop on by. I got it. All drinks is on me, as I said. What would you like a cup of? I talked about that coffee earlier. Get the brewing and some things. Get the percolating on the inside. We're going to pray today the Holy Ghost will get the moving in your life. And you begin to find yourself down worshiping God. And bow down and say, Lord, let me bow down and worship you today. Oh, and let God, hallelujah, hallelujah, let God's face light up. Oh, let God see you worshiping him. He said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I'm coming back again. I'm going back to that worship thing. When he met the woman at the well, he said, where's your husband? She said, I don't have one. He said, yes, you have told the truth. And she said, come see a man that told me all about myself. She said, is you the Messiah? Hallelujah, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Awesome in the Lord. I tell you, he is the Messiah. He is called, anointed, and appointed. And he had, so he rose, he got up, he died, he took that cross, he took that whooping, he took that beating for you and I today. And I tell you, I don't know nobody else like that would do us like that. Do you know somebody? I don't know nobody. But anyway, can't nobody do us like Jesus. So today, I'm just praying and asking you as we are coming together here at the Soul Cafe that the prayers of the righteousness will avail much, and that something I said today will spark up your spiritual man, that you have gotten something that I've said and take it and run with it. You know, it's nothing new under the sun today. You can find it in Ecclesiastes, in the book of Ecclesiastes. Read your Bible. Read some stories. It's so much adventurous. And there's so many miracles that took place in the Bible. It was so large, he couldn't even contain everything that God did. The wine, when he turned the water into wine. Oh, God was doing great and mighty things. But I tell you, they began to drink and they said, oh, you have saved the best for last. Isn't that something? He came in and he had a party with them. And I want to say today that we too can have a Holy Ghost party. We have a good time in the Lord, in the things of God. Yes, we don't have to be at the bar. I have a spiritual bar. Like I said, I'll drink so many. What would you like? A cup of love, a cup of hate, a cup of bitterness, a cup of joy. Would you like a cup of run me now? Would you like a cup of run over? Would you like a cup of more than enough? Would you like I am that I am? Would you like a cup of a lily of the valley? I got all kind of drinks. So would you like some of that grandma's water at the well? That cooling water today. Cooling water. I'm the grandma here at the Soul Cafe. So come on into my kitchen. I'm cooking up something special for each and every one of you podcast listeners. I'm putting in praying that you will hear something I said, and that it will set a spark off in you. It will set you afire, and that the Holy Ghost will breathe upon you today in the name of Jesus, and that everything that is wrong in your life, that it will be burned up today. Not like in my kitchen. I'm not trying to burn anything, but I'm trying to burn something in the spiritual realm. Not naturally, I'm not trying to burn anything, but in the natural realm, I'm going to not burn anything, but in the spiritual realm, I'm asking you to come on into the Soul Cafe, and let's burn some stuff. Let's burn today, burn up some stuff, all that. Let the Holy Ghost come and burn it. But yes, so burn up all that unrighteous stuff. Let him burn it up. Let him clean you up today. Let him make a new person. I said, let him make a believer out of you. Yes, he'll make a believer out of you too. So once again, you all have been listening to my podcast. You know, I want you to continue to be encouraged, to read your Bible, to let you know that there is nothing too hard for the Lord today. So continue to listen in. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I will continue to invite you all to come in into the Soul Cafe here on Anchor FM, Jerry McKeithen 2. You guys, keep praying, keep trusting in God. And remember, the prayers of the righteous avail us much, so take care.